and he yells, "Strike!" "That was way inside," I tell him. "I could feel it on my pants." "Strike!" he repeats and lets out this little shit-eating grin, and I really want to hit him, and I tell myself not to and turn away. "Blind bastard," I says under my breath. And he says to me, "If you can't..." I cut him off. "Why don't you go read up on the strike zone?" He looks at me and yells, "Play ball!" Then when I'm stepping into the box, he says, "That's two, Suter." And I ignore him. The next pitch is so inside that the catcher leaves his perch to get it, and I know because I follow the ball all the way, don't even move my bat, but as sure as anything, that fat umpire does his Fred Astaire and calls another strike. So I'm out, and when I'm walking away, I mutter, "Why don't you just put on one of their uniforms?" And I'm still holding the bat clenched in my fists when David Nix flies to center for the third out. The pitcher finishes his warm-ups and the ball gets passed all around, and Fast Eddie Ramos is walking up to the plate, swinging a bat with a lead donut on it. Lou Tyler, our manager, is yelling that we're up one run and that we should hold them. "Three up, three down," he says. "Three up, three down." Then he yells to me, "Suter! Suter!" And I turn to see him make like he's bunting with an invisible bat. "Watch the bunt," he yells. "Watch the bunt." It strikes me that he sometimes says things twice, and I imagine it's a fancy way of stuttering, and heeding his words, I step on down the third baseline toward the batter. The first pitch is outside, but I see his left hand sneak up along the wood, and I know he wants to bunt, and I get ready. On the next pitch, he does bunt, and I run for it, and the catcher runs for it, and the pitcher runs for it, and we all stop dead cold like it's something nasty we want somebody else to pick up. Finally, I pick it up, pump once, the asshole pitcher is in the way, and throw it to first, but I'm too late. So the tying run is on first, and I look up at the board, and I see I'm being charged with an error. The next guy up doesn't bunt. He just tags that first pitch and sends it airmail special delivery over the left field fence, the old green monster, and the game is over, and we lose, and ain't nothing left but the crying and accusing. I close my eyes for a second, and then I take to the showers. So I come out of the shower and slide into my jockey shorts and sit down in front of my locker with my face in my hands. I think to myself that all I want to do is get stinking drunk when I see Lou Tyler turning the corner and heading down the aisle toward me. He comes and sits beside me, straddles the wooden chair, and pushes the brim of his cap up. "We all have slumps," he says, and I'm pulling on my socks, half listening to him, and he goes on, "But you got to break out of this one soon." I look over at him, and I ask, "Did you see what they was calling strikes out there?" "So you had a bad call." "A bad call? I suppose I really made that error out there, too." I look away from him and shake my head. "Okay, a couple bad calls." "Jesus," I says. "Truth of the matter is, Craig, that you have to straighten up and fly right." And he slaps me on the back and tells me to get dressed. I watch him walk away, and then I slam the locker. "Yeah, straighten up and fly right," I says to myself. Fly right. We get to the airport and we're boarding the plane when Tuck Machane, the trainer, comes up to me. "How's the leg?" he wants to know. "Ain't nothing wrong with my leg," I says, sitting down. He sits beside me.
"I thought I saw you favoring your left leg last night."
"Nope."
"I'm glad you're sitting by the window,"